not getting the results in your local market, you may want to expand your job search out. I know you don't want to hear that, do you? You've been out of work for some period of time, and you have to start looking outside your area, especially in smaller markets like this one. Why? In smaller markets, there's a limited amount of companies that do what you do, right? If you're in the airline business, or if you're a school teacher or plant worker, there are only so many firms to choose from in smaller markets that do what you do. I don't want you to exclude where you live, but I want you to expand it out from there. If you've been out of work for any length of time and you're just looking in this area, you've wasted valuable time in your job search. Now, if you don't want to relocate, I understand. There's a lot of reasons for you not to relocate. And many of your reasons are valid, I'm sure. However, no matter how valid the reasons are for not wanting to relocate, it will not change the fact that a market this size only represents a small portion of the potential job market for you. So it's one thing to start your job search locally. It's totally different to stop it locally, right? So if you're just looking locally and you haven't found anything, you're stacking the deck against you. So I want you to pick the desired locations. You have family that live there. They've always wanted to you to live there, or it's a place that you've always wanted to live, whatever. Look into those markets and this market. Make sense? Let me share a story with you. I received a call at our office from a guy in Connecticut. Now, he lived in Danbury, Connecticut. Now, if any of you ever lived in that part of the country, you know that Danbury is a stone's throw away to New York City. It's commutable. Hour, maybe hour and a half, depending on the traffic conditions. Now, this guy was laid off after 22 years with Verizon. And he wasn't able to find anything in the Danbury area. Okay, well, I told this guy, you have to expand your search out a little bit. I told him I have clients in Hartford, Connecticut. He said, that's too far. I said, I have clients in New York City. He said, that's too far. Now, this guy lives near the largest city in America, commutable. And he didn't want to commute to New York City for employment. Do you know what I told this guy? I can't help you. I cannot help you. If you're not willing to expand your job search out, I can't help you. Now, why did I tell him this? I told him I could not help him because he's just looking locally, and when you do this, you're stacking the deck against you. Now, he had reasons, valid or not, to stay in his smaller local market in Danbury. When you live in smaller markets like this, you have to look at your odds. You have to expand your search out. Of course, you want to include your local market, but expand it out to include additional cities. Don't wait for all of your contacts to fall through locally, and now you've wasted a lot of time and money. In any case, I wished him well, critiqued his resume, and told him, good luck. Now, are you doing this? Are you limiting yourself? Why? Why? Don't do it. Don't put a fence around you. Especially now. I talk to people in Pensacola, they won't come to Mobile. They won't commute to Mobile. How long have you been out of work, Charlie? 6 months. Have you lived in Mobile? No. Bye. Okay. Won't commute to Mobile from Pensacola, and you've been out of work for 6-7 months with your family? What's wrong with you? Don't do this to yourself, people. You know, when I talk about possibly relocating for a new position or career, it reminds me of my family. And it probably will remind you of yours too. See, my name's Palumbo. My family came from Italy. It was in the early 1900s, around the same time a lot of Italians and Irish and Europeans came through Ellis Island, right? They were coming to New York City, and they saw the Statue of Liberty, and they said, hey, I made it to America. And they brought very little with them. They were running from fascism in Italy and all over Europe, for that matter. They left their own countries. They left their own countries where their ancestors lived for centuries, where their land was, where their parents, grandparents, graves were, everything. Think about that for a moment. Think about doing that. You won't look in Pensacola or Biloxi or New Orleans or Baton Rouge or Atlanta. These people left their country where everything was. Think about doing that. I know some of you out there, well, I'm going to do it if these taxes get any worse. I'm going to New Zealand. I'm going to Costa Rica. I know, I hear you guys out there. I got you. We're talking about expanding your job search into other markets. Think about what these people did. Maybe your family did this too. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Next time you're thinking, I can't relocate, Mike. I have poker night on Wednesday. So I want you to think about the people that came before you. So back to my story. My family comes to New York City, Ellis Island. They do what? They do what? They come to New York City from Italy, and they do what? After a short time in New York City, they do what? They move again to Ohio, Pennsylvania areas of America. Why? Why did they do that, Mike? They just moved from Italy to New York City. Well, for jobs. For employment. That's where the jobs were. So we fast forward a little bit. Now, my parents were born in Ohio, and in the early 60s, there were no jobs in Ohio where they lived, so they moved out west. We're the pioneers. They went out west. They came to a small cow town in Colorado called Denver. And believe me, it was then. My mother, her sister, their husbands, they all moved to Denver from Ohio. All things considered, that was not that long ago. All their parents still live in Ohio. Some of them moved to Denver. Some stayed in Ohio. You know, you get the idea. So I grew up in Denver. So let's fast forward again. Now, I live in Alabama. My sister lives in Minnesota. My mother lives in Las Vegas. Why? Why are we all spread out? For jobs, for opportunities. See, you might not have the luxury to stay in the same area you want, especially right now. I want you to be able to. I'm not trying to get everybody to move out. The Chamber of Commerce is going to email me tonight. I'm not trying to get everybody to move out of here. Believe me. If you're having trouble finding something locally, you have to expand your job search out. Think about the immigrants we discussed. Think about what's best for you, your family, and your career. When you think about your family, the immigrants, the great pioneers that went out west, that's what's so great about this country. It's a big country with a lot of opportunities. If the opportunities are not in your local, smaller markets, you can move somewhere where there's opportunities. My wife's family's from Finland. Finland is about the size of Alabama. If you lived in Finland and you couldn't find any employment, now remember, it's the size of Alabama, you'd have to move to another country. All right? I mean, they might not speak the language there. And I just thought of something regarding my wife. I met her in St. Louis, Missouri. I would have never met my wife if I didn't move to St. Louis for a job. See, positive things may be awaiting you if you move for an opportunity. It's not always negative. The good friends you have will always stay with you. The good ones always do. Do not put limitations on yourself. Go for it wherever it is. Maybe it will be the best thing that ever happened to you. Do you think I wanted to move to St. Louis? But I am so glad I did. Because I would have never met my wife and had those kids. I may have kids, but I wouldn't have those kids. So you never know what's waiting for you out there. So do not put a fence around you when you're dealing with your job search. This is a beautiful area. There's no doubt about it. But it's a smaller market, and you're limiting yourself when you just look in a smaller market. Include it. Include it. Absolutely. But expand it out. That was your Career Insider's Tip of the Week. My name is Mike Palumbo. The show you're listening to is Your Career.